is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by the CNA Insurance Companies. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. What's in a name? Plenty.
Mr. Army is too damn careless with his mouth,
says Congresswoman Nita Lowey, joining a chorus of comment over a verbal stumble by House Majority Leader Dick Army.
This is Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill. The firestorm erupted after Army explained why he decided not to accept payment for a book he's written.
I don't need to listen to Barney Frank ranging in my ear because I made a few bucks off a book I worked on.
The majority leader quickly called it a slip of the tongue and denied any anti-gay intent. But Democrats flocked to criticize, and a livid Dick Army went to the House floor.
I take strong exception to the airing of the tape and even the transcribing of a stumbled word as if it were an intentional personal attack.
Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank is one of three openly gay members of Congress.
Except his statement, he didn't intend to say it. And Dick Army's a smart man. It wouldn't be wise for him to say it. But I think it's a reflection of what was in his head.
Frank said that too many gay men and lesbians must live with far worse comments every day. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Injuries seem to go hand in hand with a business like mine. And when an employee gets injured at the job, my company suffers.
The CNA Insurance Companies work harder for you to help control workers' compensation claims and to avoid many on-the-job injuries.
To tell you the truth, I was surprised when my independent agent told me CNA could help. I never thought an insurance company would work so hard for me.
Ask your independent agent about CNA. CNA, for all the commitments you make.
There's a big zero going on at Sears Brand Central.
A big zero?
Yeah. During the last 3 days of the National Home Appliance Sale, You can get everything at 0% finance charge.
Oh, that's zero.
No billing, no payments, no finance charge till July.
Till July? That's 6 months away.
You got it.
You're gonna get it.
But only through Saturday at Sears Brand Central. Minimum purchase on your Sears charge, $200. APR, 21%. Minimum finance charge, 50 cents. Both lower in some states. Regular credit terms apply after July 1995. Customer must ask for this option. See store for details.
O.J. Simpson prosecutor William Hodgman out of the hospital. Doctors satisfied he did not suffer a heart attack. His ailment was among factors which yesterday prompted Judge Lance Ito to adjourn the proceedings until next week. Ito did not rule today on one of the other factors. What, if any, penalties will be assessed on the defense for delays in sharing witness names and statements with the prosecution? Simpson protests his innocence in a book called I Want to Tell You and an audio tape on sale today. Correspondent David Dow.
If Simpson's book and tape are sellouts, he could reap an estimated $900,000 or more, assuming 10% royalties. The book and tape are in large measure responses to letters he's received in jail.
The writers of many letters I receive, some of them unsigned, believe I am guilty. And some people who represent the state of California don't believe I am innocent. So I am forced to put my life before a jury and live with their decision.
Simpson denies killing his ex-wife, saying he'd jump in front of a bullet to protect her. Simpson's collaborator, author Lawrence Schiller, interviewed him during jailhouse visits after being placed on Simpson's long list of material witnesses, giving him access to a room normally reserved for visiting lawyers. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Many bookstores are less than enthusiastic about the Simpson volume. Vivian Jennings says her Rainy Day Books in Kansas City will donate profits from it to charity.
It has nothing to do with the judgment on his guilt or innocence. It only has to do with profiting from tragedy.
Publisher Little Brown denies the book's release was timed to the murder trial. A dramatic courtroom scene in Mineola, New York today as accused Long Island Railroad shooter Colin Ferguson, acting as his own attorney, questions witnesses, including his alleged victims.
He looked me dead in the eye and pointed the gun, and with the most serious look I have ever seen on anyone's face, he shot me in the chest.
Marianne Phillips was the first of 25 people shot aboard that train. Six of them died. She said later he hopes he's put away forever and tortured. In another bizarre twist, Ferguson demanded permission to handle the gun, and then when the judge refused, demanded a mistrial. Also refused. More CBS News when the World Tonight returns.
Aggressive growth mutual funds.
Government bond funds.
Emerging markets.
International mutual funds.
These days, with thousands of choices, selecting mutual funds for your IRA can be a bit overwhelming.
But Charles Schwab has a new way to help you select the funds that may be right for you. Announcing Schwab's exclusive FundMap Mutual Fund Selection software for Windows. With FundMap, you can choose from a select list of well-known mutual funds, and it's yours free when you move $10,000 or more into a Schwab No Annual Fee IRA or any Schwab account between January 1st and April 30th, 1995. For more information about Schwab's new FundMap, call 1-800-5-NO-LOAD. That's 1-800-5-NO-LOAD. Prospectuses are available with more information. Read carefully before investing. Limited time offer. Charles Schwab & Company, Inc., member SIPC and NYSE. Charles Schwab, helping investors help themselves.
86 to 10, the Senate vote in favor of a cornerstone of the GOP contract with America, the unfunded mandates bill.
I am very pleased with the overwhelming bipartisan support that this vote demonstrates.
Senate Minority Leader, South Dakota's Tom Daschle, the bill would prevent Congress from approving new programs that the states are required to pay for. The U.S. and Vietnam taking a step toward normalization of relations nearly 20 years after the communist victory, agreeing on the opening of liaison offices in each other's capitals. State Department spokeswoman Christine Shelley cautions, though,
any decision on the establishment of diplomatic relations with Vietnam will depend on further progress on POW MIA accounting from the Vietnam War.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down more than 11 points. The World Tonight returns after this.
Please have one.
Try this one.
You should try these. You really should.
Some things are too good to keep to yourself, like Quaker Rice Cakes.
Hey, it tastes good. It's sweet.
I like it, but I love that caramel one.
Caramel?
I'm in trouble.
Whoa.
Major crunch going on here.
Try it. Try any one of the flavors.
But you feel like you're snacking.
Fat. 0 grams.
Zero.
Fat-free Quaker Rice Cakes. Some things are too good to keep to yourself.
Can we take this home with us?
You trimmed the tree, you decked the halls, you spread glad tidings of joy. You partied like you owned the place, which, unfortunately, you do. Because now it's time to tackle the fine needles, pet hair, and holiday dirt ground into your carpet. And for that, you need a dirt devil. And there's no better time to get a dirt devil than right now. Because nearly all of them are on sale during Dirt Devil's January cleanup sale. The Dirt Devil January cleanup sale. Going on now at participating retailers.
Distraught, the father of accused suburban Boston abortion clinic gunman John Salvi offered advice to other parents today.
All we can do is tell parents who see strange or drastic changes in the behavior of their child, either gradual or sudden, to seek professional help, as we should have done.
The elder Salvi said he and his wife knew their 22-year-old son suffered delusions and was, quote, obsessed with his Catholic faith. His comments furthered speculation the suspect, who's pleaded innocent in the two clinic murders, could use an insanity defense. Their history gone to the shredder, says the Smithsonian Institution. 100 pounds of nude photographs and negatives of Yale University students. They were required of students at Yale and other prestigious schools decades ago as part of a now discredited science project by a researcher who tried to prove a relationship between body shape and intelligence. The Smithsonian says all the photographs could eventually be destroyed if the other schools want. Many of today's cultural and political leaders, including former President Bush, New York Governor George Pataki, and Hillary Clinton, may have been subjects of the study. And that's The World Tonight, Friday, January 27th. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.